The history of International Women's Day, by the way, spans the globe. It has roots here in the U.S., but it really took off as a holiday in the early days of the Soviet Union. The holiday is still observed in Russia, though today in Moscow, a group of feminist activists marked the day with a protest. They hung a large banner on a wall near the Kremlin. It read, "Men in power for 200 years, down with that," and the activists were promptly arrested. Now, the protest comes a month after President Vladimir Putin signed a law decriminalizing certain forms of domestic violence in Russia. And that's where we begin today, with a story about violence against women in Russia, and in particular, the experience of two women who met in a taxi. Newsweek's Moscow correspondent Anna Nemtsova wrote about them. She started by telling me about Yelena Naumova, a 44-year-old from the Russian city of Nizhny Novgorod, who was driving the cab.
She was giving a lift to her last passenger that day, and the woman in her car was telling her a story about her personal life. Every day, she said, her husband came back home, and he has a strange habit. He drinks and beats her. And that's something that became her routine, the routine of her life. So she gets beaten every evening, and she talks about it as of something unavoidable, and there is nobody, she says, I can turn to in this world to talk about my troubles.
Yeah, a strange habit, but not that strange for many women in Russia, and not strange for Yelena, the taxi driver. She herself has been through this, and you've written about her before, right?
Yes, I knew Yelena. We went to the same school in Nizhny Novgorod, and she was one of the most beautiful girls at our school. A long, lean, dark-haired woman with big eyes, and she was the first to get married. She got married really young, and she had two daughters. And one day, her husband, who was making a lot of money, and she was a well-educated housewife at the time, he just rushed into the bathroom where she was washing something, and he poured gas all over her and set her on fire with a lighter. And for many months, she was in the hospital. Today, her body is covered in scars.
So tragic.
It's tragic. So for her, for Lena, it is really painful to listen to the stories. And that particular passenger telling her that this is unavoidable, that she has no place to escape, that made Lena feel pain again.
So what did Yelena tell her passenger in the taxi that night?
So Yelena advised her passenger to break up with your husband, with your violent husband. She said that, look, if he beats you today and tomorrow and again, this is not going to stop. And look at me, what happened to me eventually. He beat me once, he beat me twice, and next time he poured gas over me and put me on fire. Now I'm covered in scars.
Well, it's awful stories like these that are set against the backdrop of this new amendment adopted by the Russian parliament concerning domestic abuse. Explain what this amendment is.
If before, a man who beat his wife for the first time, or his child, or any family member, would go to prison for 2 years, now, beginning from last month, that man would pay $500 of a fine or go to jail for just 15 days. That is the difference, a huge difference.
That's a big difference, yeah.
It's a big difference. And as experts of domestic violence tell me, that particular amendment sent a signal to many men. And what they're concerned about is a big escalation of violence around Russian homes.
Now, the bill was promoted in the Duma by four female deputies. Help us understand what they were thinking.
Well, they made long statements, these women, and they were trying to explain that there is a traditional thing in Russia, you know, the strong families where a father can slap a child, you know, on the hand or in the buttocks, and that there is nothing wrong about it. And Putin himself said, President Vladimir Putin said that Russian authorities should not be interfering at early stages of domestic violence. What is interesting, and that is unusual for Russia, that normally majority of Russian population support, and especially officials, support everything Putin says. But this time, the amendment was criticized by public chamber by Ministry of Interior and Foreign Affairs. So several institutions, official institutions, were criticizing the president's decision.
So it's not like it got zero pushback.
Exactly. And another good news is that unlike in 2010, when I first started covering domestic violence issues, and actually I began to write about these issues when my own friend was killed by her husband. It was a terrible tragedy for all my friends in Nizhny Novgorod.
Yeah.
She was a mother of two daughters. And after her funeral, I decided to report on the issue and figure out what was going on. And I discovered that in Nizhny Novgorod, a city with close to 2 million population, there was not a single shelter for victims of domestic violence. Not a single shelter for mothers who were beaten and their children. Today, there are some shelters. There is one independent shelter, an apartment, and some state shelter. So the situation has changed. And there are also volunteer movements all across the country. If before there was only one big center called ANNA in Moscow that was providing legal and psychological assistance to victims of domestic violence, today, we count up to 200 different organizations across the country. We also know about a very interesting emerging movement called No to Violence, Насилию Нет. And they're intelligent young women who have never experienced violence, and they believe that it's unacceptable to live with this, you know, facing violence at home. So yesterday, on the eve of International Women's Day, they went around the parliament offices and they provided the parliament deputies with documents, with descriptions of cases of domestic violence. They explained that, look, if you have never looked into the eyes of a victim, if you have never experienced domestic violence yourself, please at least look into these cases.
Right. So there is some hope, it sounds like, and some people are pushing back, kind of keeping this terrible reality on the front burner.
Absolutely. There is a hope that sooner or later, Russia will adopt a law against domestic violence because the statistics are scary. I looked at the latest report by Ministry of Interior Affairs, and out of over 14,000 cases, up to 10,000 cases were beaten women and children. So it is a huge percent. Women are suffering a lot. And almost every day we read reports about a woman being thrown out of a window, beaten to death, or shot. So these cases are unacceptable, they're scary, and they discredit Russia.
Anna Nemtsova is a correspondent for Newsweek and The Daily Beast. She's been speaking with us from Moscow. Anna, thank you so much.
Thanks. All right. It was very emotional, and it's not easy for me to talk about this this story, honestly.
We have a related story online looking at how police in Russia respond to calls from victims of domestic violence. You can read that at PRI.org.